I'm just going to read Jonah chapter 3. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent. And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least of them. Then the word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, "Let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger, so that we may not perish?" Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
Good morning, everybody. Are you all good today? It is good indeed to see you all, to see so many of you. Good morning at home. If you are connected and expecting that God will move and do something, this is the place where you want to be. Thank you so much for connecting with us. And thank you for coming this morning. Thank you, Ben. Thank you for being here with us. I believe this morning that God's going to move. I believe that God's going to touch our lives. He's going to transform our lives this morning. Amen? Amen. Do you believe that? Yes. I believe. And I am hoping for a tangible Shekinah presence of God, amen, in our lives that would transform and set us into a path that we've never been before, amen. A path that we've never been before. A path that is agreeable to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. So I believe that this is a new day for us. I mean, it is a new day for me. Hallelujah. This is a new day for me. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you. We bless your holy name. Lord, we say, come. Come and touch our lives. Come and do what only you can do. Come and give us kingdom perspective. Come, Holy Spirit. We need you. Come. Come, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you ready this morning? I want you to turn to somebody next to you and give them high five and ask them, are you ready this morning? Are you ready for the outpouring this morning? Are you ready? Are you ready for God to touch you? At home, you can send us a high five through the chat function and notify that you are here waiting that God move. Amen. This morning, it is great to be back. For 1 week, for a few days, I was at this place called felt the burning. I don't know, probably many of you knows about that. I didn't know the extent and the story of the place before I went, but it turned out to be a place of the grace outpouring. I got this book from there, and I would advise you, I mean, I would recommend, you know, you to get one. It will inspire you. This book will inspire you. Get one for yourself. You know, this is a recent outpouring, something that God is doing among us. Amen. And I was in that. Can I have the first that picture, please? I arrived on Monday afternoon, early afternoon, and it was you know, raining, and all of a sudden the rain stopped, and then this is the welcome. Look at that, wow! And the lady said, "Wow, you had a welcoming rainbow. It is amazing." And I said, "Thank you, Jesus." And I knew that, you know, His presence was there. And His presence come with a signs of approval for us that we are His beloved. Amen. That we can journey with Him. And I say, Lord, I want to journey with You. So it's been so good to be in that place. But this morning I want to continue on my series on consecration. Remember, we were talking about consecration. Holy God, holy people. Anybody remember that? Holy God. Can I see your hand? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, more. There's more now. Okay, great. So many people remember that. If you remember, please give us a high five so we know that, you know, we are together. Holy God, holy people, drawing near to God. We were talking about that. I want to finish with that. Drawing near to God. I want to be able to finish with that. But particularly looking at what we weren't able to develop last time, that is signs and consequences of revival. Amen. Are you with me? Signs and consequences of revival. Now we started defining and looking at what revival truly is. What is revival? What is revival? And we ask, you know, if I ask you a question, if I throw that question back to you, what is revival? What is your understanding of a revival? And I'm sure you are going to give me some, you know, very, very good answers, because I know you are very smart. But we say that revival is not just putting together a scheduled meeting, few hours where we expect God to turn up and move through His Holy Spirit among us and touch our lives. And, you know, we kind of sense His presence and, you know, drawn into some sort of emotional move to His presence. Revival is not that. It is good when we come to His presence and His Holy Spirit comes. Like this morning, His Holy Spirit is here moving among us because He want to do something. He want to change and transform our lives. But revival is much more than that. Revival is when God's Spirit moves among His people and calls His people a transformation and change of heart and cause His people to run to Him and bow down and kneel and cry out in repentance. We heard a story of Nineveh, and I said, oh God, can you do that with our town? Can you do that with Redditch? Can you do that with our generation? Can you do that? Where the heart of men and women and young people and we will be stirred up. And they will realize the situation that they're in and turn to the holy God in holy repentance. That is revival. That is revival. And we want that. We want that. I want that. I want it for our town. I want it for my life. I want it for this place. I want it for the UK. For the nations of the world. Revival is a wing of change and transformation sent by God to cause his people to return to him. Return to me, says God. Return to me. Return to my ways. Return to me. Turn away from your sinful lives. Turn away from your ways, your wicked ways, and return to me. Turn away from your lifestyle that is dragging you to death. The Bible says that the devil come. The thief come only to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came, I have come so that they may have life, life abundantly. The sinful life only bring death. We are destroying our bodies. We are destroying our souls. We are destroying our future. We are destroying God's plan and purposes. But God doesn't want that. He wants his people to live by him. God is love. God is life. God is the author of life. Hallelujah. Abundant life. That is what God wants for us. The wind of change and transformation sent by God to cause his people the desire to walk according to his way and reflect Jesus's nature. Reflect Jesus' nature. A nature of holiness. Cherishing purity and holiness in all aspects of our lives. Can we do that? Amen. No, we cannot do that. We cannot do that. We cannot do that. I want to be holy, but I cannot do that. You know, do you know what happened here? The Bible says, God, the Lord, sent Jonah to Nineveh. He refused first. But eventually, he went. Oh, I'm going on tangent here. This is not my script. But he went. Please, let's come here. He went to Nineveh. Now, he preached a message of repentance. He said, 40 days, then you will be undone. You will be gone. 40 days, and then disaster gonna happen, gonna come over you. He said that, you know, and automatically, you know, they turn away from the wicked way. I'm gonna come back to that. They turn away from the wicked way. You know what happened? I believe that God blew a wind of his spirit over Nineveh to create a heart of flesh, to take away heart of stone, to prepare people's hearts. The Bible said in the beginning, the world was chaotic, but the spirit of the God, the living God, the spirit of the Lord is moving, hovering over everything, waiting for change and transformation. Waiting. What is he waiting for? He's waiting for the word to come. We cannot do it, but he can cause us to walk that path. And I believe that the wind of the Spirit is blowing worldwide. At the moment, the wind of the Spirit is blowing. The wind of the Spirit is blowing, creating the heart change, creating a heart of repentance, creating the desire of men and women to draw near to God and to desire His presence. The wind is blowing. The Holy Spirit is moving. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is moving. Revival did not come to Nineveh because Jonah, he was, you know, a great preacher, a perfect preacher. No, he wasn't. Revival didn't come to Nineveh because Jonah was a qualified minister with titles and qualifications. No. Revival didn't come to Nineveh because of none of those. In fact, Jonah, he was, excuse me to say this, he was a coward, man. He was a coward. He ran away from his responsibility like we all can do at some point. We do that. Run away from our responsibilities. Revival came because the word of God was preached. Revival came because the word of God met receptive hearts. Jonah 3 provides us with a divine perspective, divine pattern of what revival truly looks like, when it began and what happened when it genuinely takes hold. I want to see revival in this place. I want to see revival in Redditch. I want to see revival in the UK. Hallelujah. So long people say rubbish things about the UK, about the people of the UK, about this nation. Hallelujah. Yes, God can touch people's heart. Yes, God can cause people's heart to come back to Himself. The Bible teaches us that there is nothing that is impossible to our God. Nothing is impossible to Jesus. Nothing is impossible to Jesus. Signs of revival. Jonah 3, 1 to 9. We heard it. Fresh obedience to the word of God. This is for the people of the house. This is for us. Fresh obedience to his word. Fresh obedience to his commands. Fresh obedience to him, to the master, to Jesus Christ. Fresh obedience. The Bible says that now the word of God, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. God is the God of the second chance. Hallelujah. He's the God who always have mercy on us. He's not a God who the Bible says that his hunger lasts for just a few moments. His mercy lasts forever. Second time saying, arise, go to Nineveh and that great city and preach to it the message that I tell you, the message that I tell you. And so Jonah arose and went to Nineveh
according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was a exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in extent. Revival always began with God's people obeying his voice. And today God is saying, he's saying, who wants to obey my voice? Who shall I send? Who shall I send? Remember at the beginning of this series, we talk about Isaiah 6. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Who will go and preach to this to these people? God is talking to his people. God is talking to us. Touch somebody. Say, God is talking to you. Come on. Touch somebody next to you. God is talking to you. God is talking. God is talking to you. God spoke again. He calls again. He calls again. A sign of a divine or his divine mercy and grace. His relentless love towards humanity, towards us. Relentlessly, he's calling again and again and again. I mean, I don't know what kind of God is this. He's never tired. I mean, sometimes I just, you know, with my two boys, I say, Lord, thank you. No more. You know, when people say, oh, you know, I need it. Hey, keep it to yourself. I've got two. Lord, thank you. Praise the name of Jesus. We are done. No, there's no maybe here. It's done. Because just two and sometimes, oh my goodness, just go. But the Bible teaches us that we can go and go and go again and go to him again. He's never tired to receive us. There is no sin that is too great that would come on, empêche. That would no empêche. Come on, add more, mon chéri. That would cause him not to demonstrate and show his love to us. No sin, no mistake. Nothing at all. He's the God of the second chance. Yeah, I should pause here and say, look, maybe you think, or you are in a season where you're thinking, I'm messed up. I've lost track. God is telling you, you are mine. Come back to me. His promises are yes and amen. So if you're here, just say, Lord Jesus, I come back to you. Would you use me again? Jonah messed up. He messed up so bad. I mean, read the story. He actually said, throw me overboard. I want to die. Kill me.
Revival always begins with his people obeying his voice. God calls again. But this time Jonah obeyed. A sign of surrender. A sign of surrender. You know, Jonah, after hitting rock bottom, finally surrendered to God. He finally surrendered to God. He finally yielded to him. And we can be in that position sometimes where we kind of go and explore, exhaust
every option, humanly crafted answers and, solutions or whatever that we have. Then we find ourselves totally heartbroken and in despair and in a mess. Now we realize that we can run to Him. But you know, as I was saying earlier, He's merciful. He's the Lord. He's the God of mercy. He's the God of mercy. Even Jonah, he said, I don't know, what kind of God are you to show mercy the way you show mercy? God is a God of mercy, and He will restore us. He will put us, the Bible says, He will set your feet under the rock, on the rock. We do that sometimes, don't we? We turn back to God after exhausting everything, but God is the God of mercy, always ready to lift up us, us up. Revival begins when God's word became enough again. When I know that I cannot rely on gold and silver and my works and my families, my resources, whatever I got in at hand. But no, God's word is enough. God's word is enough. He says, say a word, and I will be healed. Say a word, and my servant will be restored. Say, God's word is enough. Revival begins when we come to the point where we realize that God's word is absolute again, the final authority that governs our lives. What governs your life? What governs your lives? Is it your perspective, cultural perspective, your United Kingdom perspective? Is it what governs your lives? Am I governed by my African cultural perspective? Are we governed by the political perspective of our countries, our nation, our world? Are we governed by the world view? No. We should be governed by the perspective of kingdom perspective. The word of God is the final authority over everything concerning our lives. When we come back to that, then revival began. And this nation surely has to come back to that. In our hearts, we've got plans and purposes and aspiration that we long to drive and we long to see. But God wants something. Let what God wants come to pass. Hallelujah. God is a God of miracle. He knows the future. He knows what is best for you. Let your life, live by faith. Let us live by faith. Let us live by faith. Let us walk by faith. Let us trust His word. Not by the circumstances. It is hard. It could be hard. But hallelujah. When we allow God to be the final authority, we allow His word to be the final authority of our lives. Everything, even when it's hard, it is beautiful. Because He's preparing a testimony, a big one. Hallelujah. When people hear about your testimony, life will be transformed. Hallelujah. Let God do it. It. What have I said? Let God do it. Hallelujah. Let God do it. Let God do it. And it is time that we let God do it. I mean, I was in that place. I kneeled to the cross. There was a cross. I hold the cross. At some time, there's a big mark in my hands. It started hurting me because I said, Lord, your will, not my will. Help me, Lord. That should be our heart cry. It is hard. It is not easy. Hallelujah. Because this thing is dangerous. Hallelujah. It is good because it makes us look good. Sass, flesh, yes. But it is dangerous. We must not follow flesh. We are people of spirit. Because God is spirit. Oh, don't say that. I will preach the truth in Jesus' name. I will preach the truth. I said to the Lord, help us in our generation where this culture is driving preachers into a corner, forcing the truth into a corner. Hallelujah. I want to be a voice. Hate me if you want. But don't hate me, okay? I know you love me, but hate me if you want. Let them hate us. We will continue demonstrating the love of God. We will continue preaching the word of God, the truth. Let me not go. Now, number two. Revival comes because... bold proclamation of the God of the message of God. Bold proclamation of God's message. Jonah preached eight-word message. He preached eight-word message. He said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown, shall be destroyed. 40 days. That's all. That's all he said. And that's the message that God delivered to him, gave him. Go and preach what I say to you. Hallelujah. Revival comes when we preach the word of God. Revival comes when God's people preach the gospel of Christ with authenticity. Authenticity. Thank you, Jesus. We've got to be authentic in our preaching. No, let not dilute the word of God. No, let's not water down the gospel with, the love talk. No, hallelujah. The gospel of God is of Jesus Christ. It's the gospel that stir hearts, hallelujah, that confronts sins. The Bible says that the word of God is like a double-edged sword, hallelujah. He penetrates our hearts even to divide separate bones and marrow. You know, the word of God is powerful. Let's be faithful to the word of God. Let's be faithful to the word of God. He delivered. We must preach the truth. We must preach the truth. We must speak plainly the word of God. We must do that. Jesus commands us to go. His command is to go and preach the kingdom. Jesus said, repent. Because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. He said, he didn't say, oh, come Jesus love. No, repent, repent, repent. Because the kingdom of heaven is at. Do you know what that means? The kingdom of heaven is coming. This is a total devastation. Hallelujah. When the kingdom of God is fully established, woe is the one who will not be in it. Let's have the kingdom perspective. Preach the message. Preach a message that confronts sin. Preach it. Say it. Talk about it. Don't compromise. Don't compromise. We must preach Christ resurrected. Hallelujah. The Bible says it is foolishness for those who are perishing. Hallelujah.
but it is salvation. It is life. It is treasure for those who are being saved. Let me read Acts for you. My time. Yeah, I'll finish. Look at my time. Sorry, friend. This is not on, but let me read it for you. Acts chapter 2, verse 22 to 25 or 24. The Bible says, men of Israel, hear this word. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God, to you by miracle, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. 24, whom God raised up, having loosed the pain of death, because it was impossible that he should be held by it. Hallelujah. Preach Christ resurrected. Preach Christ resurrection. Hallelujah. It is a power. The Bible says the gospel of Christ is a power. It is a power. Hallelujah. For salvation unto salvation. It is a power unto deliverance. It is a power unto freedom, unto miracle. Hallelujah. What is your need today? The power, the cross of Christ. What is your situation today? The cross of Christ. Hallelujah. The resurrected Christ. Amen. He's our message. I finish. Because my time is off. The power. No worry about time. Okay, don't say that to me. The power was not in Jonah's eloquence. I beg your pardon. But you understand. I may be speaking French here. But no. It was in God's message, spoken through a willing vessel, a willing servant. Hallelujah. Are you willing? When, you know, sometimes, I don't know. Do I speak English like English? No. Who cares? Thank you, brother. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? English deliver people? No. The cross. French deliver? No. The cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. We can all carry that message to our world. We can all do it. Hallelujah. God is looking for willing vessel. God is seeking willing servant in this moment when he's pouring out his spirit and stirring up revival worldwide. You know, everywhere somebody came and say, "Oh, you know, I just felt that I need to start reading the Bible." All of a sudden, they start coming to church. I just felt that, you know, I met two ladies. They're in probably around the 60s. They say, one said to me, "I've been a Christian for decades, but I want to be able to hear his voice again. I want him to talk to me again. I want to know his will and his purposes." They drove 7 hours to come to that place. And, you know, and kind of wrestling
wrestling with themselves. No, it haven't happened yet. It's got to happen. Lord, I need to hear your voice. Holy Spirit, I need you. Do something in my life again. Oh, wow. I said to myself, my goodness. My goodness. Jesus wants to save Redditch. Can he count on you? Can he count on us? He wants to save the UK. Can he count on us? We can all do something. Will you cooperate with him? Will you partner with God? The Spirit is moving. The Spirit is moving. The Spirit is hovering over the earth at this very moment. Will you open your mouth? Will you preach the gospel of Christ? Will you share Christ with your neighbor, with your colleague, with your family member? Will Christ be the center of your conversation? Will you be determined, defined by the move and the leading of the Spirit of God? I've got plenty more, but I'm going to stop here. Hallelujah. Because time is up. But Lord, we want your revival. But Lord, we cry out to you today, use us. Now, if you want God to use you, to give you that authority, the confidence for you to be able to speak his word, if only you want to be part of this army, I just want to ask you to stand. If only you want to do that. No pressure. Nobody's going to judge you. Nobody's going to judge you. I am not going to judge you. Who am I? But if you want to be part of it, please stand up and raise your hand and say, Lord, here I am. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Let me hear your call again, oh Jesus. Let me hear your call again. As you call in this season, let me hear your call again. Let me hear your voice again. Give me the heart to surrender to your will at home. Give me the heart to surrender to your leading. Lord, put your word in my mouth. I want to speak your word with confidence and authority. Lord, it's not about standing on a platform to preach, but this can be determined in my conversation with my friends. Let your Spirit give me the discernment to see where the Spirit is at work so I can cooperate. Holy Spirit, come. Come now, Holy Spirit. Come now, Holy Spirit. Blow a wind of revival on our hearts, on every heart here. For those standing waiting for you, oh Lord, your word say, not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, Holy Spirit, come. Here we are, Lord, standing in your presence. Fill us again. Fill me again. Send us again. Send us for the purpose of your kingdom. Father, we want to see Redditch save and transform. So Lord, send us. Come with us, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.